The picture over fears part of the portrait showing Kate with her children had been manipulated. In a rare personal statement, she's admitted, "I do occasionally experiment with editing." Our royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills says it's still not clear exactly what Kate changed or why.
The palace are being pushed and pushed to try and get them to explain exactly what has been altered in that photograph. The only thing that they will say to us is that minor adjustments were made.
Former Tory Deputy Chair Lee Anderson's defected to Reform UK, saying he wants his country back. The MP for Ashfield in Nottinghamshire was kicked out of the Conservative Parliamentary Party last month over remarks he made about London Mayor Sadiq Khan. Reform leader Richard Tice has been asked if other Tory MPs will follow.
Let's wait and see. But unless there's an election called in the next few days, and if it is, Prime Minister, we're ready. 630 MPs up and down England, Scotland, Wales, we are ready. Then yes, I would expect some more to follow.
Nottinghamshire Police have been put in special measures and asked to urgently produce an improvement plan by the watchdog. The force has faced criticism over its handling of Valdo Calacane, who stabbed three people to death in Nottingham last year. Two people have been arrested in an investigation into how dead bodies have been dealt with by funeral directors in North Humberside. 34 bodies have been removed from three branches of legacy directors. Flight delays at UK airports appear to be significantly worse now than before the COVID pandemic. The Civil Aviation Authority says just 64% of services departed or arrived within 15 minutes of their scheduled time last year. And Oppenheimer was the biggest winner at the Oscars, taking home 7 awards, including Best Picture, Actor and Director. Poor Things picked up 4 gongs, while British film The Zone of Interest won 2. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather. A bit overcast here in Brentwood, as I mentioned earlier. 10 degrees drizzle and a light breeze. Drizzle might happen around 2 o'clock, about 50% chance. If not, it should remain dry, but very overcast, going down to 5 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. I don't know why I did that big intake of breath there. I didn't really need to do it. I went like that. Oh, it doesn't sound very healthy, does it? Poor Kate's tried to put out a picture. Everyone's having a go at it for being photoshopped. I don't know. It does look, do you know what? To me, when I look at the picture, I thought that it looked a little, there's something not right about it, but I couldn't think what it was. But it must be, when something is a little bit unnatural or not right, your brain picks up on it. Sometimes when you look at AI stuff, you can go, oh, actually, you know, special effects, you get the same thing. So, you know, it's a lovely picture of her and the kids. The thing is, Kensington Palace, really, they should have put out a picture of her ages ago. Ages ago, and then it would have stopped all of this kind of stuff online. Most people, like me and you, we don't really need to see a picture. And you would be, you know, you wouldn't say to your neighbour, Brenda, you've been off ill for a couple of weeks. Can you send me a picture? I want to see what you look like. You wouldn't do it because it's the royals, and we think that we own the royals in a lot of ways. We deserve to see a picture. I think people are generally kind of worried and just want to see that she's okay. After surgery, should she be telling us what surgery she's had? No, probably not. But again, we feel we have a right to know what the surgery is. I think, you know, some people do. It doesn't really bother me at all. It'd just be nice to know that she's okay and just put out a general picture. That might be an old picture, I don't know. It's just to sort of, you know, get people off the backs, isn't it, or for keep going on about it. But it's been withdrawn, the picture now, I think, as far as I can see. You can still see it all over the place, but I think they've kind of, you know, retracted it or something. I don't know what they've done the Kensington Palace, but she said that she's actually done the Photoshop on it, and that's why it's not particularly brilliant. But I think it's a lovely picture of her and the children. It's just to say that she's okay. You know, she was just trying to put people's, and it's caused even more problems. Well, it has for a certain section of people, those who shout loudest and sort of go on about, oh no, something's terribly wrong, blah blah blah. You look at it's terrible. You know, it's those people. Most people are not. I don't think really they're that bothered by the picture. I mean, they like it, but it's not. You know, it's not an issue, is it? nice picture of her and the kids. But you can see something doesn't look right. It's her hands, I think, that don't look right. It's like they've been added in or something. But it just might be the look of the picture for me. That's all there is. But other than that, it's not to, it's not the end of the world, is it? Hopefully not. Here's Sia and Kylie Minogue with Dance Alone.
Late at night, you and I, post-fight, it's my life, last row, there's a door, I'm all for, I watch you walk away, it's just another day, don't need you to stay, oh, I am not afraid, I know I'll be okay, there's nothing you can say. Telling you the feeling is wrong. Relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. No, 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 no. Freedom is the road.
no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness won't catch them in the end. Oh yeah, oh yeah. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
A husband and a lover too. I play no
And that is the Human League with No Magic. I don't know what I'm doing that for. I'm doing a bit of chair dancing, just rocking my shoulders from side to side. It's about the best I can do these days, actually. All the days I've been able to dance. Not that I could, I say dance, but I was never really a great dancer. I just used to like dancing. Going out and having a little dance or something. Yeah, I'd like that handbag on the floor. Back in those days, down the youth club. There was a youth club I used to go to. I think I probably only went about 5 times. It might not even been that much. And I just remember wearing a very short skirt, flat shoes that were kind of slippery on the bottom. You had to be very careful. I think I actually fell over. It was one of those sort of, they always looked like a school hall type of youth club thing. And somebody would always spill a drink, and I'd always be the one that would straight across the floor and fall over. I can remember dancing at one of those, then going home probably about, I don't know, 9:30 and thinking it's very, very late. In the days when it used to take hours. Remember, I used to go over to like my girlfriends at the time, and you'd get all ready and you'd be doing your hair and playing some music. No alcohol involved obviously, because of young, but putting loads of makeup on and trying covering up spots and all sorts of things like that. I can still have those memories, and putting on your favourite songs. It was always on a vinyl as well, that's how old I am. And then we had CDs. Like, oh yeah, put on CDs. In fact, I think I was one of the first people to have a CD player, because there was hardly any CDs when they came out, and my dad bought me a CD player, and everyone was like, oh, from school, oh, Michelle's got a CD player. I remember going to the CD shop, because it was like a CD shop rather than a record shop, and there wasn't many, wasn't that many in there. In fact, it wasn't just, it said it had CDs, it must have had vinyl, because there was only a few CDs out when I actually got my machine. And I've still got it somewhere in the loft. It's a right old thing falling to bits. A bit like myself.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
I met you, we made a pact, broke promises, the system snaps, are all your lies, and neon lights are all. Lips are cold, you close, and then one day the curtain called, behind your smile, your phony and a fake. Give it up.
Has just walked in. I've asked him twice how his weekend was. He's been, you just asked me that. I'm sorry. See what I mean? I went, how's your weekend? Completely ignored his answer and then just went, how's your weekend again? Wrong. But we'll have a chat with Scott Ross and I'll ask him again how his weekend was for a third time. Lucky. Now, Broken Bear are back. They've got a brand new track. It's called Awfully Civilized. I'm going to play it for you now.
I found my peace in the middle of a war. The beast, but forgot what for. Smashed to the ceiling, which was also a floor.
Yeah.
great to have a chat with Scott Ross. I won't even tell you what you just said then. That was a brand new one from Broken Bear with Awfully Civilised. Great to have them back and out there with some brand new music. But joining me now, opposite me on the other side of the desk, I've just turned you up. Turn it up on there. Can you do what? Oh, what have I just turned up?
You turned the top one.
Oh dear, don't do that, it's wrong. That one, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Right, okay. Well, it's a, you're not perfect. Do you know what? That is, if you were working on LBC and James O'Brien, you came in to do it and you didn't have, you wouldn't say that's James O'Brien. He's on now, by the way, if you want to listen to him.
Yes, I know.
He stops at 1 o'clock, that's when people switch over to you. James O'Brien, straight on to Scott Ross. So you're looking very wintry today, but are you cold or something?
No, not really. No, I just, it's just what I was wearing when I walked from the car, that's all.
Oh, what was laid out for you by the good Mrs. Ross?
No, I actually chose it myself.
Did you really?
Yes, which usually means that she doesn't like it, so I'd have to change.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I'm always in trouble. Nothing new there then, eh?
No, I mean, do you ever wear shirts and stuff when you go out? Do you like shirts or not really a shirt type person?
Yeah, I sometimes do, yeah. Mm. Yeah, why not?
I don't know, did you used to wear a suit in when you used to work in London every day?
Of course.
Oh, gosh, that must have been awful. No, not saying it looked awful on you, but just to have to get dressed up like that. Oh, people don't do it so much now, do they? No.
I can remember the days when you used to go down to Lee Station and you would see these guys going off in their pinstripe suits.
With bowler hats.
With bowler hats, the whole bit. Yeah.
Did you ever have one, or are you a bit young for that?
No, I never did that. No. I never wore a hat, no.
No.
I probably should have done, but I didn't.
I like the Peaky Blinders hats. They're nice.
Right.
You know, he won an award, didn't he, last night? I can't pronounce his name. Is it Killian Murphy, the one who was in Peaky Blinders?
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
right.
For Oppenheimer, which I haven't seen. Oh, yeah. Apparently it's meant to be a really good film. I've not seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it either. It's on Sky, but you've got to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, I'm not going to do that.
No, exactly. We want everything for free. One film, though, if you are going, and it will make you laugh, is Wicked Little Letters, which is absolutely brilliant. It's a British film, very funny, and well worth going to see. It's very funny. Set in the 1920s, and it's about poison pen letters, but the language on it is something else. I mean, it's hilarious.
I'm sure the language would probably be a bit hot.
Yes, but it's very, very funny, and it was laugh out loud. There was lots of people laughing at in the cinema. Now, just coming up to 12:28. I don't know what's wrong with all these bits of music today. I don't know. Now, I might actually play. Well, I've got a new track by Ed Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was going to start playing out tomorrow. I haven't put it on my list of playing it. But I think I'm going to shove it in, actually, and play it now. This is Vendetta by Ed Rome. Give you a bit of a teaser. is Vendetta by Ed Roan. What a track. Oh, yeah, all live musicians. Brilliant bit of brass there as well. He's a very talented guy. Singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. It's easy for me to say. Just going up to 12:32. Let's do some travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Have a quick look on to the roads, see if there's any problems there. Around Brook Street roundabout is flowing pretty nicely. A little bit busy coming on the A1023 onto Wilson's Corner, but that has actually eased a little bit now. And around Shenfield as well, there was a little bit of traffic there. Heading down towards Lakeside on the M25, you've got a clear run, and up to the M11. A12 is still running fine, and the roadworks between Junction 13 and 16 ongoing while they do the road resurfacing, 40 mile an hour, and there might be some nighttime closures as well. There normally is. And there are diversions in operation. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour.
I love local radio.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools and say, is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the
waiting for someone to tell you to go.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222-932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo. Wearing Ferragamo, we was going shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Shut, 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 shut. I just can't shut. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning. Put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot. She think I'm Jordan, but she screamed a ruler. My ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe. Girl, you crazy. Couldn't even wait for the room.
Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue. Make me shake, mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Shut, 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 shut. I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
This
is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, yeah, you should take it off.
once you're caught. You told me then that we would never rot. You told me then that we would never rot. Roller coaster just to have a little fun. Won't listen to any caution. We're the breakers on the waves. And we'll break hearts, break hearts, break hearts again in the wake. Oh, roller coaster just to have a little fun. Won't listen to any caution. We're the breakers on the waves. Break hearts, break hearts, and get in our way.
Roman could be straight for a while. Creatures that live just for the night. And I can stay out as long as I like. Cause no one's calling me to come back to
That is Honey Blood there with Sea Hearts. Coming up, we've got some Duran Duran and some Cores. But a track I'd like to play for you now is a first play. This is an instrumental, and it's by J Mark, and it's called Falling in Love. Of music. That is J Mark with Falling in Love. Just coming up to 12:50 on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up after me, you've got Scott Ross is going to be here with a fantastic show, and he's also got a guest today in the studio with him. It's writer Siobhan Pierce. She's going to be talking about, she's a writer and children's entertainer, so she's going to be talking about all the work she does. Then Joe Bailey's here with the Drive Time Show at 3 o'clock, bringing interviews, drive live sessions, guest the intro and great music. Under the Radar with Andy Gardner, presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes. He's going to be talking to Los Angeles singer-songwriter Sophia Wolfson. Is going to be playing live in the studio as well. Turn It Up, Vixter playing 2 hours of electronic dance music. He's also always got the webcam on and the chat room on Mixcloud, so you can come in and say a few hellos. And then at 10 p.m. In Your House, old school house, funk and soul with Cameron Hughes. That's all coming up today on Phoenix FM. And tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing I'm looking forward to interviewing J-Cass and also Pajinda from up in Sheffield. They've got a great track out at the moment, which I've been playing so much on the show, so it's going to be great to catch up. We haven't caught up for ages. Can I Live is out now, featuring Brianna Marin and also Bajinda. So yeah, looking forward to that tomorrow. That's all coming up on Eat My Brunch.
love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Down in the city, night is on wire. See the subway, earth is on fire. Woman, you want me? Give me a sign and chase my breathing even closer behind. We'll be right back.
I am off. You can come in, it's all right. Coming up next, making his way into the studio is Scott Ross. I'll be back with you tomorrow with my guests. Tomorrow, JCAS. Be chatting to JCAS and Bajinda. Looking forward to that. Have a great afternoon, no matter what you're doing. Stay tuned. Scott Ross has got an excellent show coming up. You'll have a few laughs and a great guest too.
You do, so don't waste your time trying to change their minds. Just be a better you. It took me years to learn this, more than I'd like to admit. But through my ups and downs, I figured one thing out: don't take anyone. And you wonder why they're so unkind and how they sleep at night. But that simple fact means you're better than that. I think you're gonna be alright. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up and there's nothing you can do. Do, 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 do. I'm still standing up. So where's my to choose? One less traveled, only one more used. All the sticks and stones, all the broken bones. It's not who you are, it's the things you choose to do.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.